Welcome to Harvard Business Review for March 2013. In this issue, you'll learn about how a new kind of innovator is creating and destroying whole markets overnight. You'll hear why it may be a wise decision to innovate under the radar, and you'll learn why it makes more sense to operate as a traditional reseller. We begin, though, with a piece from the Idea Watch. In Why It Pays to Be a Category Creator, Eddie Yoon and Linda Deacon of the growth strategy consulting firm Cambridge Group report on why companies that combine new products with new business models see much faster growth. People have been brewing coffee for more than 500 years, but if you go into a kitchen today to look at how it's made, you'll probably see a process that bears little resemblance to the methods used just a generation ago. In homes and businesses alike, consumers are shifting to the cup-at-a-time pod-style brewing pioneered by Keurig in the 1990s as an alternative to the messy communal office coffee pot. The company began moving into the home market in 2004, and sales took off. K-Cups now come in more than 200 flavors and sell for about 50 cents apiece. That's 10 times the cost per cup of coffee brewed by traditional methods, but consumers are willing to pay for the speed and convenience. In 2012, U.S. sales of Keurig coffee makers and pods exceeded $3.8 billion, and the coffee makers had a dollar market share of more than 40%. Keurig achieved these results not through typical incremental innovation, but by creating an entirely new category, something every company should aspire to do. To find out just how lucrative category creation can be, our company examined Fortune's lists of the 100 fastest-growing U.S. companies from 2009 to 2011. We found that the 13 companies that were instrumental in creating their categories accounted for 53% of incremental revenue growth and 74% of incremental market capitalization growth over those 3 years. The message is clear. Category creators experience much faster growth and receive much higher valuations from investors than companies bringing only incremental innovations to market. Sometimes category creation involves dreaming up a new class of products that can be sold using traditional methods. Consider Sarah Blakely's creation of Spanx and Kevin Plank's creation of Under Armour, $1 billion-plus brands that used new fabrics to reinvent the way consumers think about girdles and T-shirts. Or look at Chobani, which created a U.S. market for thicker, creamier, high-protein yogurt, a market that's now in the range of $1 billion annually and has drawn multiple competitors. More often, though, category creation involves both a breakthrough product and a breakthrough business model. Examples include Microsoft's Xbox Live gaming system.